all proved that logistics alone do not win wars. Nazi Germany was far more powerful than all of the upset victors I've just mentioned. In fact, one could argue quite convincingly that Adolf Hitler's Germany was the third strongest military power in existence during the bloody 20th century, behind only the United States and the Soviet Union. What's more, Nazi Germany could only be defeated, and at tremendous cost, when those two eventual superpowers, plus a technologically strong but manpower-poor Britain, concentrated all their efforts on crushing Hitler's empire. By 1944, Germany had been at war for 5 long and destructive years. German cities had been reduced to smoldering rubble by American and British bombers. The German Air Force had been eroded into little more than a defensive fighter reaction force by the demands of the Eastern Front and especially the Anglo-American strategic bombing campaign. The German Navy had lost any serious hope of controlling the Atlantic. It had lost too many submarines and crews to Allied convoys or aircraft. Most damaging of all, Germany's single greatest weapon, its army, had been decimated by the Red Army in 3 of the bloodiest years of fighting in the history of warfare. An incredibly resilient Soviet Union had staved off what looked to be imminent defeat in 1941-42 to instead seize the initiative. The result was a bloody war of attrition that saw the Soviets steadily pushing the Germans westward, even as both sides lost thousands of soldiers every month. In so doing, the Soviets, through an enormity of suffering and sacrifice that still is not completely comprehended in the West, made perhaps the most valuable contribution of any Allied nation in the war, the destruction of the offensive capability of the German army. Even so, the Soviets, by 1944, had not come close to destroying Germany's formidable army. They had only destroyed its ability to conquer the Soviet Union. Joseph Stalin understood this. He knew that even though the Eastern Front War of Attrition had turned in his favor, he could not hope to win a decisive victory over Germany without serious help from the West. Pinprick invasions of North Africa and Italy did not constitute the help he needed. Only a cross-channel invasion of France fit the bill. In 1942, when total defeat was a real possibility for his nation, Stalin had agitated fiercely for this second front. 2 years later, in spite of the fact that his armies had come close to kicking German forces out of Russia, his enthusiasm for a second front had not dimmed. Given his aggressive post-war acquisition of communist-dominated buffer zones designed undeniably to diminish Anglo-American power on the European continent, it is difficult to imagine that Stalin would have had much enthusiasm for a second front in 1944 if he was confident that his armies could finish off Hitler's Germany. After all, why welcome the British and Americans back into Northern Europe if he didn't have to? Why share the continent with them if the Red Army could conquer Germany on its own? Stalin and his cohorts in the West understood the reality of the war situation in early 1944, that in spite of all the adversity Germany had faced, it could still win the war. German cities may have been destroyed, but not its productive capacity. With the possible exception of oil, Germany was producing more war-related materiel in 1944 than ever before. To be sure, the country's manpower resources were stretched perilously thin, but the German army still possessed enough quality soldiers to hold the line in a two-front war. The key for the Nazis was to turn this two-front war into a one-front war. That could be accomplished in one of two possible, and admittedly hypothetical, ways. First, the Anglo-Americans could shy away from a true second front. No doubt this would have meant that the Western Allies would redouble their futile efforts in the Mediterranean, Italy, Greece, and the Balkans. In this scenario, the Germans could have used the advantageous terrain of Southern Europe to forge a stalemate. In all probability, the Allies would have been stopped cold for at least a year, maybe more. Only Germany's Romanian oil supply would have been affected. In the meantime, Hitler could have stripped his Atlantic wall defenses in France and strengthened his own efforts against the Soviet Union, presenting the real possibility of a negotiated end to the conflict in the East. Since Stalin would have been embittered by the failure of his allies to open a second front, he never trusted the British and Americans anyway. In the second hypothetical scenario, the Western Allies could attempt to forge a second front and the Germans could defeat it. The consequences of such a defeat would have been enormous. If the Germans repelled an